A four-year study by the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection found the liquid runoff from Pennsylvania landfills that take solid oil and gas waste poses no significant threat to the public. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports.
Landfills in Pennsylvania have taken millions of tons of fracking waste, like drill cuttings, which are high in radium, a radioactive element. The DEP sampled leachate, wastewater that comes from rainwater and runoff, at 49 landfills around the state. The sample results were mostly below federal drinking water guidelines, and none were over a much higher standard established by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, or NRC, for wastewater sent to treatment plants from nuclear facilities. Some of the highest levels were from landfills that did not take fracking waste. The agency concluded that there is no risk to human health from the radium in the leachate, but scientists who have studied the issue were critical of the report.
It's kind of declaring victory, but I don't think we know the whole story yet.
The University of Pittsburgh's Dan Bain co-authored a recent study finding elevated radium in sediment at the bottom of waterways downstream of wastewater plants that handled this type of leachate. Bain said radium tends to accumulate on the surfaces of particles in the sediment. The DEP's study did not look at these sediments or waterways.
It might be below this NRC level, but what happens when it's discharged to a stream?
Bain is worried that either through drinking water or some other route, people could ingest this radium, which is linked to bone, liver, and breast cancer.
Radium emits damaging radiation when it decays. That will destroy or damage genetic material. If it knocks out something like a tumor suppression system, the genetic encoding for tumor suppression, it will lead to cancer.
Nathaniel Warner of Penn State criticized the state's methods. Some of the results were gleaned by a testing method that is inexpensive but not very accurate.
Could there be very little radioactivity entering the environment? Absolutely. But I don't think the state can say that based on the sampling that they did.
The oil and gas industry cheered the results. A statement from the Marcellus Shale Coalition, an industry trade group, said the results showed the state's regulations are protecting public health while allowing the industry to develop. The DEP says it will continue sampling for another year. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.